Hello everyone and welcome back to Do You Even Mind? I nearly forgot the name of my own podcast just then. I'm still getting used to the whole rejig and the rebrand of the podcast, so bear with me. I hope you're all having a fabulous day so far. Today's episode is all about evidence loops and I actually spoke about this last week on my Instagram and on TikTok and had a really good response from it because so many people can relate to being in a negative evidence loop. So if you're unsure about what an evidence loop is and what the hell I'm talking about, I'm going to explain what this is. If you find yourself experiencing the same things again and again and again in any area of life, but we're going to use business as an example. So say, for example, you have been struggling for a while in your business, or not even struggling, but maybe you've been stagnant in your business and you keep earning the same amount of money again and again, or perhaps you have been finding that you're attracting the same type of client again and again. And it might be someone that is flaky, or someone that doesn't take a lot of responsibility for their own results, or someone that doesn't put much work in, someone that's difficult to work with. And you end up forming these beliefs, such as people are so difficult to work with, no one wants to work hard in business anymore, my clients are so difficult, I always attract difficult clients. And what happens when you do this is you start to form a negative evidence loop. So you've got the belief, people are difficult, I keep attracting really difficult clients, everyone I work with is a nightmare. And your neural pathways in your brain become strengthened. This belief gets further embedded in your mind. And then your reticular activating system, the filter in our brain, looks for evidence to prove this belief right. And then what happens is, because this is so embedded in our subconscious, we've got this stronger and stronger belief, we attract negative clients, we keep attracting negative clients, our reticular activating system looks for the evidence to support our beliefs, is we start to attract similar experiences again and again and again, which further reinforce these beliefs. And this can happen in any area of life. So this can happen, as I said, in business, but it can happen in our personal lives as well. You will find that you have got patterns, everybody does, that are reoccurring in your life. It might be that you attract the same type of guy when you're dating and you keep having these similar experiences. And at the beginning, when you have these experiences, it's usually met with a strong emotion, strong negative emotion, if it's a negative evidence loop, right? Oh my God, I keep attracting emotionally unavailable men. And when it's paired with a strong emotion, this becomes a belief. All men are shit. I only attract emotionally unavailable men. It's not possible for me to find love. Something like that. So that's your beliefs. And then, again, your neural pathways are strengthened. Your reticular activating system acts as a filter that you tend to just see emotionally unavailable men all the time. Your brain is literally looking for evidence to support your belief. You only attract emotionally unavailable men. And then you find that you are having the same experience again and again and again, which further reinforces these beliefs. So this can happen in business, in your personal life. As I'm speaking, you're probably reflecting on your own negative evidence loops. And you're like, okay, I can see that I do have various patterns. Maybe it's in friendships, maybe it's in your family, maybe it's in your conflict style. Maybe you attract a lot of drama into your life. Maybe you have money problems where you get into cycles of debt because you don't believe you're good with money, because you believe that every time you pay something off, another big bill comes. And then again, you find that you're having the same experiences again and again and again. This is an evidence loop in action, a negative evidence loop in action. In order for our external reality to really see a shift, we need to change our internal reality. And there's a few things that we can do in order to do that. This is where it gets hard though, because we often look for the external to change and we think when that thing happens, that'll be the thing that changes my beliefs, when actually it's the other way around. So instead of being a client magnet and then deciding that we're going to change the belief of sales are difficult, it's hard for me to make money, do it the other way around. Start with your belief system. And then you'll find that over time, and when you're doing this work, your external reality starts to shift. It can happen the other way around, but I don't like to leave things up to chance and leave things up to fate, so to speak. Like, we obviously can experience things that will change our beliefs for the better, but I don't like to leave that up to random shit. I like to make sure that I'm the one that can take control and I'm the one that can change my external reality rather than just waiting for external reality to start changing. So we want to disrupt this negative evidence loop and we want to turn it into a positive one. So we know that in order to do that, we need to start with better beliefs. That is the first place we need to start. We need to look at our thought patterns. We need to look at our belief patterns and we need to start there. And that's what we need to change. So if you have the belief, I keep earning the same amount of money every single month. I can't seem to get to the 10K mark in business. That feels so far away. My goals feel so far away. If these are the negative evidence loops that you're currently spinning in your mind at the moment, one thing that you can start doing in order to shift that is look for the evidence in other areas of your life to start disrupting this negative evidence loop. Because a lot of what people do is say if they are feeling stagnant, you need to start looking for areas in other areas of your life that have proven that you can get out of stagnancy. Where is evidence that you have been able to do this before? It could be in health. It could be in relationships. It could be in finances. It can be in any area. It doesn't have to be the area that you're specifically trying to work on. Because what tends to happen is we start to look for the exact evidence. So we start to look for the 10K months when we haven't achieved them yet, but that's our goal. Instead of saying, okay, where is another area in my life that I've felt stagnant, that I've felt like I've plateaued and I'm not making progress? And where have I been able to do that? Where have I been able to make a real change? It could be that, for example, your goal is 10K months and you're not getting there as fast as you thought you would and you're feeling really stuck and stagnant. But in your health, you have made huge leaps and bounds. Maybe you found that your fitness was at a certain level for years and then you set a goal for yourself that you wanted to run a marathon. I'm using a fairly extreme example. Most of us haven't run marathons, but you get what I'm saying here. And then you've proven to yourself that with hard work, dedication, and commitment, you have been able to do that. And now you're very fit. So where is other evidence in your life that you can overcome challenges, that you have been able to make money, that you have been able to get over bad habits and patterns? Where have you overcome hurdles? Start looking for that evidence, because that is proof. That evidence is evidence that you can overcome this one as well. And where can you find signs that you're on the right track? For example, if you have found that you are wanting to make more money in your business, but you've been having sales conversations with people, but they're just not converting. There are still signs there because people are reaching out to you or you're doing outreach and you're still getting some leads. So there's signs that you're on the right track. There might just be a few little tweaks you need to make in order to start seeing that conversion rate happen. And of course, strategy definitely comes into this, but you will be amazed at how much more effective your strategy will be and how many more ideas you will have when you do the mindset and how magnetic you will become to clients when you do money mindset work. Your income can literally triple without changing any of your strategy. It's insane. So that's the number one thing to start doing. Where can you find evidence in other areas of your life where you've overcome similar type situations, overcome hurdles, disrupted patterns, and where is the evidence that you'll be able to do it in this area of your life that you're currently struggling with, that you're currently wanting to work on? The other thing you want to do is you want to start forming better beliefs, of course, right? So if your belief is, I keep earning the same amount of money every month, I can't seem to get to 10K months, then what you're going to want to do is either use an affirmation or an affirmation. So saying something like, I keep finding new opportunities every month to earn more money. Why is it that people are reaching out to me with different opportunities to earn more money? Where else can I discover a new revenue stream in my business? What's an idea that I've had for a while that I haven't actually acted on yet? Why is it that I'm being more productive in my business? choosing beliefs that actually light you up and that you and your subconscious mind can get on board on. Now, the reason why so many people's affirmations don't work is because they choose something that their subconscious mind doesn't believe. So if you go from, I struggle to earn 10K months to I'm a millionaire, obviously that's too much. It's too extreme. Or even saying I'm earning 10K months is too much because your subconscious mind doesn't, it's not on board with it. So choose something that feels a little bit more within reach. Even if it's, how is it that I'm earning 8K months? What am I doing differently that I'm earning 8K months now? I'm stretching for 8K months. I'm earning 8K months. And literally writing this in the shower, on your glass, like, you know, when the, I don't know why this isn't coming out of my mouth properly, but you know, when like the glass fogs up, you can write 8K on there. You can write a check for yourself for 8K and pop it in your purse. You can write a list of all of the ways that it's possible for you to bring in 8K in a month. This will start proving to your subconscious mind that it is possible. And then start taking action on those things, of course. So if you need to land 3 high-ticket clients to get to 8K, great. All right, time to really put some effort in there and focus on selling your one-on-ones, growing your audience, improving your content. But it all starts with the mindset piece. One of the most effective ways to start rewiring your subconscious mind so that you can step into the version of you who is making more money, who is more successful, who is living the life that you want to live, running the business that you want to run, is through visualization, activations, and hypnosis. All of these are inside the Mindset Lounge, by the way. I'm going to be uploading new hypnosis, new visualization slash activations, which is basically like a visualization, inside the Mindset Lounge on a regular basis. And these are so powerful because you can actually do these when you're on walks, when you are, you know, doing the dishes, whenever. And it gets you in the feeling of being that person who has the thing that you want. And as we know, when you couple visualizing and hypnosis with feeling, and you can actually start feeling what it's like to be earning the money that you want to earn, to be running the business that you want to run, that's when you start rewiring the brain, because our brain doesn't know what's real or not real, especially when you are pairing imagination and emotion together. And when you're able to do this, you start to shift your energy, you start to form new, strong neural pathways, which changes your reticular activating system. It changes that filter in our brain that filters out what's important to us, what's not important to us, what it seeks, what it doesn't seek. You will start rewiring your mind to seek abundance, to look for opportunities for wealth, to be attractive and attracted to abundance and wealth and success. It actually is that simple, but you have to do the work. And so many people skip out on doing this stuff. They might read the books or listen to the podcasts, but when it comes to actually implementing it, that is the key part. And it is just about choosing a few things that resonate with you, whether that be doing the visualizations and hypnosis, which I highly recommend, by the way, or it is hiring a coach and doing that NLP work, or it's doing journaling in the morning, but actually deep diving, not just writing a little three-dot point gratitude list for the day, which of course is important, but mindset work that is going to change your life goes a lot deeper than that. As I said, everything that I've just spoken about, live trainings, hypnosis, activations, visualizations, will be inside the Mindset Lounge. So if you are serious about changing your mindset, rewiring your mind for success, becoming the business owner that is making the money that you want to make, that is landing the clients every single month, that is living the life that you want to live, and you know that you're ready to step into that, I'm going to leave a link in the bio below for you to jump inside the Mindset Lounge. And I cannot wait to see you in there. There's already a community of amazing women who have joined. And this is just the shit that I love. I'm so passionate about it. And I know the transformations inside are going to be huge, because not only do you have resources available at your disposal to start using and listening to, but you've also got a community that will hold you accountable and you will be implementing with other people who are also doing the work with you, which just motivates you so much more to do it and to stay on track. Okay, guys, that is it for this week. I hope you all have a fabulous rest of your week. I look forward to hopefully seeing you inside the Mindset Lounge. As I said, link is in the bio below. And I will see you all next Wednesday for another episode of Do You Even Mind? Bye.